and we get to put our spotlight on By the Beach Brewing, brought to you by Excite Credit Union, the leader in local business and banking solutions. So with that, let's talk about By the Beach Brewing. Welcome to the Igloo, guy. So glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. We really do love getting to get to know members of our community and share their stories. And interestingly, yours is not the first I've heard that's kind of like this, but love it nonetheless. You've opened a brewery, but it all started with a homebrew kit.
A homebrew kit, yep.
For everybody out there, just give a little bit of the backstory, a little bit of the introduction on how you got where you got to open up By the Peach Brewing.
Well, my girlfriend for Christmas one year, she came up to me and said, I don't know what to get you. would you like to learn how to make beer? And I like beer. I was like, yeah, that sounds like a fun gift. And so she got me like a little 1 gallon brew kit and a book on how to brew beer, and I read the book and was like, this 1 gallon kit is not gonna it's not gonna handle it.
This is not gonna do the job.
So I went down to Wilmington Brewing Company, and they used to have classes, and I took a class. As a matter of fact, I was the only one there, and John used to call me solo class for a while after that, if he even remembers me at this point. But then, I ended up buying all 5 gallon stuff and started brewing and haven't looked back since.
I mean, that is just too cool, really, to think about. First of all, you didn't even know what you wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
She comes up with this gift idea, and here you are, fast forward a few years later, and you have opened a business.
Yeah.
Brewing beer.
Yes, yes. It's sometimes... It's hard to even believe that I have a business doing this. We just ran to Charlotte last week to go get a couple of more fermenters because I keep running out of beer, and I
want to keep
up.
Have.
Yeah, good problem to have unless you don't have it. And then, so, you know, I was driving back with my son, and I was just like, you know, it's still not in my head that I actually – own a brewery, which is pretty cool to me. So
I mean, it really is. It's got to be, I'm sure, immensely rewarding to know where you started from, like your first beer that you brewed,
yes,
versus where you are now. How does that compare? Were you coming out of the gates pretty strong, or
actually the first beer I brewed? We actually have at the brewery. It's a coffee porter, and it's called Sunday Morning. Yeah,
very cool. Yeah. So it's that one stuck.
That one is still there. Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the beers and such. The name By the Beach, obviously, well, you're not at the beach exactly. You're near Johnny Luke's across from there on the old Eastwood Road.
Yes.
Area,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And I know I know you've had some roadblocks just reading a little bit about your story, you know, getting started, and you were planning to get going, and then COVID.
Right. Yeah. That stopped us.
COVID gave you a roadblock and some more time, but then you... through that have found the place that you landed on that was right for you.
Yeah, we actually wanted to start out like on Carolina Beach or up to Monkey Junction, because that's where we live down in that area. Mm-hmm. And then after not being able to find a location, we just kept moving more and more north, where finally I told my real estate guy, I was like, listen, just find me something here in Wilmington. And we found this place, and it's really finally happened.
Yeah, congratulations. And I know just from pictures I've seen, you guys have created a nice little vibe and atmosphere there. You've got various different events happening. Talk a little bit about what it's like for people coming there. I know there's trivia, there's some live music, food trucks,
right,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, actually, tonight we have Wednesday nights we have trivia. So tonight we're having trivia with a food truck. We have a nice little backdoor area in between our two buildings, because we have two buildings. They're small, but one has the restrooms, and in the future, we're going to turn that one into a little coffee shop.
Nice.
And then we have our tap room in our brewing area. So, I mean, we have darts, we have a pool table. We even bought a switch and hooked it up with the sports resort, so people
cool.
can come and play like the golf or the bowling or whatnot. And we have, I made cornhole boards for outside, so you can play some cornhole. And then in the little coffee nook area, that's not really a coffee nook yet, we have like a little...
coffee nook to come.
Right. We have like a little children's table with coloring books and stuff like that. So, you know, if you happen to have your children with you, you know, there's something that they can do there too.
Absolutely. That is the owner, Guy Galutz.
Guy Galutz.
I got it right. Guy Galutz of By the Beach Brewing, newly opened. opened. Started with a homebrew kit, and here he is now a business owner with a welcome addition to our community. And we're going to be shining a little bit more of a light on them, the beers, and some more details for you. But we'll give a little brief musical interlude appropriately to Zach Brown Band with his toes in the water and a cold beer in his hand here on the Penguin. That is the Zach Brown Band here on the Penguin with his toes in the water and his cold beer in his hand. Very apropos for us as we are chatting with the owners of the newly opened By the Beach Brewing. It's our Local Voices Spotlight, brought to you by Excite Credit Union, the leader in local business and banking solutions. With that, we'll resume our chat with Guy Galutz of By the Beach Brewing that just opened. If you missed the first segment, we can kind of recap just a little bit. I just love how this all started. Here he is. Well, previous life, a respiratory therapist.
Yes, yeah.
And now here you are owning a brewery here in town that kind of all started because you got a homebrew kit.
Yes, yep.
So for everybody out there, that's what his girlfriend at the time was like. They were trying to figure out what he wanted for Christmas. He didn't know.
I don't even want anything for Christmas.
Right. and now look what she started.
Yep. It's all her fault.
It's all her fault. And you're living down in sunny Wilmington, a former military. Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, of course, hailing from Long Island originally.
Yes.
And then just caught wind of, well, you said, telling me off air, I guess as a respiratory therapist, you were looking for work near a coastal community and found
yes.
New Hanover.
Yeah, we were in regional. Texas, and I like the beach town feel. And I didn't want to move back to New York at the time, and I was looking for a beach town that had a hospital for me to work at, which I never actually ended up
I was
working
gonna
at
say.
The hospital here either. I did home health while I was here, so it's that's a funny story, too.
Yeah. Well, and they say you want to see God's sense of humor, make plans.
That's
you know,
right,
the
yeah.
way it all shakes out is not necessarily how we think it's going to go.
Right.
But we do somehow end up landing somewhere we think we're supposed to be, which it sounds like that is the case for you.
I totally feel like I'm supposed to be here, and I feel like I am on the right track with this because I don't think I've ever been happier with working, you know, which is a nice thing, you know, coming from working where you're actually saving lives to making beer. It's such a different change.
Seriously.
Yeah, so.
And what is it you think that's making, what is it that makes you so happy about where you are now with this work and this brewery?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it's just that I know that when I was working in respiratory, after a while, the healthcare stops being about healthcare, you know, for up above.
Sure.
And for me, it was about taking care of people. And when you start putting a dollar sign on my time, then, you know, that's when I know that it's not for me anymore. But then doing this, it's I enjoy when people come in and drink a beer and the first thing they say is, wow, that's a good beer. It really is fulfilling, actually.
Yeah.
I would think like a chef would feel when somebody eats something that they make, you know. So, but that I do enjoy that. I had a guy that was in the other day. He thanked me for making my beer. I was like, wow. And I was like, no, thank you for coming in. He's like, no, you keep making this. I'm going to keep coming back.
Well, that is
so
just.
That made my day right there.
Yeah. So. And that's just the reinforcement from the universe. Like, you are right on the path you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Whether you knew it or not. That is the voice of Guy Galutz with newly opened By the Beach Brewing. Not actually by the beach, technically, but very close. Just up Eastwood Road, actually on Old Eastwood Road. Lots of events and happenings there. They've created a nice little space. He was mentioning earlier, trivia on Wednesday nights. You can go check it out tonight, folks.
Tonight, trivia.
The weather's beautiful. They got a little outdoor area they've created. They've got cornhole and other fun games, some entertainment for the kids. They bring live music in. A coffee bar coming soon.
Yes.
And why was that important to you to want to add that component?
Well, when we first moved here, you know, being from New York, we noticed that there was like one Starbucks when we first moved. You know, we moved here 11 years ago, so
yeah.
There was not a lot. But we were like, wow, because in New York, there's a Starbucks on every corner just about. We were like, we need to open a coffee shop. And we love coffee, and I use coffee in a couple of my beers. So, and I use a local roaster from Carolina Beach.
Nice.
So, yeah, I want to keep everything as local as possible with my ingredients too. So,
right. All right, so let's talk a little bit about those beers. First of all, I love the you were talking earlier about the first beer that you brewed with your home brew kit.
Yes.
Was this porter, the Sunday morning porter, which
yes.
If you guys missed the first segment, you know, we were asking about that. How did he do coming out of the gates? Obviously well enough with that one that he's made it into this new business that he's opened.
Yeah. Now, of course, there's been a couple of beers that I was just like, no, these are, I got to throw these away. But yeah, that one came out exactly the way I was hoping, and I've never changed the recipe.
That is fantastic. So that's the Sunday morning porter. He says he's a big fan of dark beers. Of course, we were talking off air as well. The IPA reigns supreme these days.
Yes.
So you've got that one. I love the name of that one. Tell everybody about that IPA.
Hoppy Wife, Hoppy Life. Yes. Well, you got to have a hoppy wife.
You're right.
So, but yeah, that one was my brother is actually the one who wanted me to make an IPA, and I just was not a big IPA guy, and so I came up with this one, and it's I like it. I could drink it. I mean, it's citrusy. It's very hoppy, but you know, it's not. My brother brought me some. I don't even know what it was, and I was just like, I can't drink that.
I can't drink that.
yeah, but this one, I actually will sit there and be able to drink a couple of. I have another one coming out too, another IPA.
Right.
We have 5 beers on the board right now, and the board is set up for 12. So
so definitely more to come. And yeah. And you just opened the doors. I know you finally got to just do that. I guess about a month ago.
Yeah,
right.
September 29th. Yeah.
Right. So obviously more to come. Just got to have some out there. But there's that Sunday morning porter. There's the sunrise stout. You've got your perfect day cream ale,
yep.
Plus that hoppy wife, hoppy life.
Yeah.
And then what was the fifth one? Endless Summer.
Endless Summer.
Is that the one you were telling me about?
It's a wheat ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's mixing it up. There's, of course, wine and other goodies that you can enjoy there. That is By the Beach Brewing, newly opened. On Old Eastwood Road, there across from Johnny Luke's.
Yes.
We just can't say thanks enough for taking the time to come in. Thank you for having me. Moving here and contributing to our community like you're doing, starting a business like this. It's just a wonderful story.
Thank you.
And we're so glad to have you. That's Guy Galutz with By the Beach Brewing. You can find them, of course, on socials, online at bythebeachbrewing.com. And better yet, trivia tonight if you want. Go by, check it out. What are your
tonight.
Hours? You're open at...
We are open from 2 to 9, Wednesday through Friday. We're going to start winter hours, so we're going to be closed Monday and Tuesdays.
Gotcha.
And then Saturday, it is 12 to 9,
yeah.
And Sunday, it is 12 to 8.
Gotcha. So beginning at 2 o'clock today, anytime after 2, you guys and gals out there can go check it out.
That's right.
Maybe try that Hoppy Wife, Hoppy Life, or that Endless Summer. All right. Thanks again so much, Guy, for coming in.
No, thank you.
Glad to have you. And, of course, we've got tons more music to get to right after this here on The Penguin.